So Baruch Hashem, we had the opportunity this semester to learn a lot together, a lot of different areas of halacha, different areas of hashkafa. And I just think before we finish, it's important for us to just remind ourselves that even perhaps when we're outside of a mizgeret, even perhaps when we're outside of an environment that is pushing us and forcing us to be on top of our learning, it's important for us to always remember how essential and how central learning has to be to all of our lives. The Gemara says in Masechah Sanhedrin that la'achar me'e ve'esrim shana, all of us are going to have an uncomfortable conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when he's going to review all the different moments of our lives, all the different milestones and the journey of life, he's going to go through a deep dive analysis into everything we have done or not done. But says the Gemara, Tchilas dino shel adam al divrei Torah. The initial analysis, the initial inquiry of everything that will happen then will be about divrei Torah. That is the first thing we're going to be challenged on. Now, what does that mean? Rav Shach was one of the great gedolim in the last generation. He passed away in 2001. Rav Shach was the Rosh Hashiva of the Panovichi Yeshiva, has a set of four svarim on the Rambam, commentaries on the Rambam, different things where he discusses. And here, he asks a question, and he says, of course we know Talmud Torah keneged kulam. Of course we know that learning Torah is very important. But you would think, after a life well lived, after a purpose, after a person has meaning and purpose to their lives, you would think HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have many different things to discuss with us. So many different aspects of our lives can be spoken about. He's going to focus on Divrei Torah? Tchilas dino shel adam al Divrei Torah? That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do? Why is it so important? Of course, Torah is important, but there are many aspects of our lives that are important. And says Rav Shach, the answer is HaTalmud mevi lidei maisa. Because the study and mastery of Torah is what brings us to be good practicing Jews. Without knowing how to practice, v'im kein, v'adai shebeli ha-talmud mizbatalhu meharbe maisa. If we are ignorant, if we are uneducated, if we are unaware of what the Torah expects of us, there is no possibility that we can really follow its laws properly. It is impossible. There is no way. And therefore, says Rav Shach, it is very important that we understand that Tchilas dino shel adam al divrei Torah is not just about how much Torah did we learn, how much Torah did we not learn, how well did we spend our time. It's beyond that, says Rav Shach. It's understanding, were you a good Jew? Is it possible to be a good Jew who follows what the Ribbono shel Olam wants, what the Ratzon Hashem is, without properly studying Torah? If you don't study the Torah, you won't know how to keep Shabbos, you won't know how to do anything. And that is why Limud HaTorah is so important. The Pasuk says in the beginning of Parshas B'chukosai, Im B'chukosai Telechu, which sounds like a very innocent phrase, but Rashi there says, Shetiyu Amelim B'Torah. What it means is we have an obligation to be diligent, to be attentive, to be conscientious, to make sure that we study Torah throughout our lives. And that is why Chazal say in Pirkei Avos, Im Lamadata Torah Harbe, Al Tachzik Tova La'atzmecha, Ki Lakach Notzarta. If it turns out that you become a great Torah scholar and you end up amassing a lot of Torah knowledge, it's not something to be haughty about. It's not something to show off about because, what else are you here for? This is our job in life. The Gemara says in Maseches Chagiga Daf Hei that there are three individuals that the Ribbono Shel Olam cries for or cries about every day. One of those three individuals is somebody who is able to be Osek Batorah Ve'eno Osek. Someone who had the opportunity to learn and study and master Torah and chose not to. Again, there are some of us who grew up in communities where we weren't given that opportunity. Some of us who went to schools where maybe they didn't teach Torah properly, or maybe they didn't teach Torah at all. Maybe our parents didn't have that insight or that knowledge to give us. But, says the Gemara, if you grow up in a place where you do have that opportunity, and you live a life where you are enlightened to that possibility, says the Gemara, Al Shemisha Efshar Lasek B'Torah Ve'Eino Osek, if you have someone who would have had the opportunity to learn Torah and chooses not to, that is one of the individuals that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Boche Aleihem B'chol Yom. That is one of the people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries for every single day. And the Mishneh Berurah talks about this in the Bir Halacha, and he writes, there are people who don't understand that it is so critical, it is so important that Torah be a major focus of our schedule every single day. Whatever it is that we are doing, wherever it is that we find ourselves, everywhere in the world. In fact, the Mishneh Berurah doesn't say this, but Moshe Rabbeinu, on the very last day of his life, we are told, Be'er es HaTorah. He wrote a copy of the Torah in 70 different languages. Now imagine to yourself you have the greatest leader of the Jewish people who's about to move on from this world. What would he do if he knew that this was his last day on earth? What would he do? How would he spend it? I would say there are so many different things that he can be doing, focusing his attention on, giving over messages that are so critical for the future of the survival of the Jewish people. But that's not what he does. Moshe Rabbeinu, at the very last day of his life, decides to translate and write the Torah in 70 different languages. What is that all about? What's the symbolism? The answer is that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted us to understand that it doesn't matter which generation you live in, which country you are a part of, which language you speak, the Torah is relevant to every subsequent Jewish generation. And the Torah speaks to us in all languages, in all cultures, and in all societies. And sometimes it is going to be countercultural. And very often you're going to be at odds with the beliefs of your society or your community. But yet, the Torah is something that continues to be relevant for all generations and for all future parts of history of the Jewish people. And that is why Moshe Rabbeinu, on the very last day of his life, needed us to understand that. It's a very interesting comment in the Talmud Yerushalmi, where it says, Hakoveya itim la Torah, hareze mefir toraso, something like that. If you're koveya itim la Torah, which means if you set aside time for Torah, it is considered like blasphemy. Mefir toraso. It's like you don't believe in the Torah. Now, what does that mean? How many people do you know that actually set aside a zman kavua, a time every day, doesn't matter what's going on, doesn't matter how busy they are, but they're actually going to sit down and learn every single day? How many people do you know like that? It's supposed to be everyone, but it's not that way. So what does it mean? The Yerushalmi writes in Brachos that if someone's koveya zman for the Torah, hakoveya itim la Torah, Mefer Torasa? What does it mean? So I once saw an insight, I think it's the Ksav Sofer, I don't remember offhand, but I think he writes, the answer is, Hakoveya Itin La Torah means, if you peg the Torah to a certain time period in history, if you say the Torah is only relevant to this ace, to this time, when Moshe Rabbeinu lived, the Torah was relevant. When the Jews lived in Europe, the Torah was relevant. When the Jews were in Spain, or maybe in France or Germany, then the Torah was relevant. But now, Torah cannot be relevant to us today. It's impossible. How can the Torah be relevant to a generation where we have such antithetical views to everything that the Torah says? It can't be. Says the Yerushalmi, HaKoveya Itim La Torah, doesn't mean if you set aside time to learn Torah every day, but rather, if you peg the Torah and you limit it to only a certain period of time in history, HaReza Nefer Torah, so you have no appreciation for what a life of Torah is all about, for what the Torah really represents. And that is so critical, that is so important for us to remember, especially as we go through a time now in Jewish history where there are so many who are challenging the values that the Torah stands for. And it's very difficult for us to be the ones to stand up. It's hard for us to be the ones who are going to defend and who are going to abide by and live by all the laws of the Torah. It's not simple at all, but that is our job. That is our tafkid. That is what we have a responsibility to do. The Mishnah writes in Pirkei Avos, and it's a Mishnah that I've always been so uplifted and inspired by. The Mishnah writes in Pirkei Avos, if you look here in number Dalet, Reb Chalafta Ish Kvar Hananya Omer, Asara Sheyoshvim Ve'uskim HaTorah Shechina Shruya Beinayim. If you have 10 people who are studying Torah together, the Shechina will be together with all of them. Brings a pasuk to prove it. How do you know even 5? Then it says, how do you know even 3 people who are learning Torah together? How do you know even 2 people together? That the Torah is going to be accompanied by the Shekhinah, by God himself. And then finally the Mishnah says, Minayin afilu echad. How do you know that even if one person is learning Torah by him or herself, how do you know that the Shekhinah is going to be present when that individual is learning Torah? Says the Mishnah, we learn it from a pasuk in Parshas Yisrael. B'chol ha-makom asher azkir es shemi, avo elecha uverachticha. The pasuk says, because anywhere where I will mention my name, I will come and I will give you a blessing. Now, did that sentence sound off? B'chol ha-makom asher, what should it say? B'chol ha-makom asher tazkiru, wherever you will mention my name, meaning Hashem is speaking. It should say, wherever you will mention my name, avo elecha, I will then join the process. I'll be a part of it. I'll learn together with you. So what does it mean? B'chol ha'makom asher azkir shemi, wherever I mention my name, then I will participate. What does that even mean? But that's the way that the Mishnah proves that we know if a person is learning Torah even by themselves, that the Shekhinah is going to be there as well. So what exactly does that mean? How do you understand this pasuk? Explains the Nefesh HaChaim so beautifully. Look at number Dalet here. I'm sorry, number Hey. Explains the Nefesh HaChaim. It's just so profound. V'lo od ela ki gam ba'oso ha'es. It's not just that the Shekhinah, that the Ribono Shel Olam is present when you learn, but beyond that, Shaha'adam osek b'Torah lemata. When a person learns Torah, simultaneously and accompanying him or her, kol teva shemotzi mipiv, every word that I utter from my mouth of Torah, hein hein advarim ayotzim kaviyachol mipiv yizbarach. Those are exactly the words that HaKadosh Baruch Hu utters with his own mouth. Ba'oso ha'is mamish. So when you're learning something, when you say the words of Torah, it's not just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is together with you. It's that the Ribono Shel Olam is saying the words along with you as well. And that to me has always been so inspiring. To think about the opportunity that we have when we learn Torah. To realize that this is not just something that is supposed to satisfy our intellect. It's not just something that is supposed to challenge us intellectually, not just something that is supposed to excite us, but it's something that is an experience that goes so beyond that. It's a sublime experience with the Ribono Shel Olam, understanding that we're connecting to Him as we learn the Torah that we study. And it's very hard sometimes to learn Torah. It's hard for us sometimes to realize the value of Torah. But I think something that makes it a little bit easier is when we have a chevra together, when we have a group of people who are willing to push each other in the same direction. And it's important that as some of you are going to be graduating, some of you have a little bit more time, but it's important to recognize that you need to choose the right friends. You need to choose the right community that you're going to move into. You need to realize how critical it is that you have the right environment around you to be able to continue to stand for the values that are important to you. So often we find as people grow older, they just somehow like move very far away from the place where they originally wanted to be. Now, sometimes it's a very mature decision. It's just that they used to be immature. Now, as they think about it more, they want to take on a different lifestyle. They want to be different. That's fine. Sometimes it just happens because people become disconnected because they don't have a strong group of friends that are all committed to certain values and certain principles, to certain understandings. And sometimes, by losing that, we lose so much of the potential that we can all have to continue to grow and to live very meaningful and impactful lives. And that's what the Medrash says on the pasuk in Sefer Mishle. In Sefer Mishle, the Torah, the Navi says, Holech el chachamim yechkam. Someone who goes to a chacham will become smart. So ask the Medrash, what does that mean? Like by osmosis? I just hang around with smart people, I'll become smart? Of course that's not what it means. So what does it mean? Holech el chachamim yechkam. Says the Medrash, Mashal l'misha nichnas nachanuso shalbosa. You have to put it on. Mashal l'misha nichnas nachanuso shalbosa. Any of you ever gone in the airport when they have those perfume stores? Right, you've gone in? You ever bought anything? No. Why not? It's expensive. So why do you go in? You know from the outset you're not going to go in. It's nice, right? It's nice. It smells good. It's a good experience. Said the Medrash, so when you walk out of that store, what do you smell like? You smell beautiful, even though you didn't buy anything. But when you have an environment around you that is beautiful, you come out smelling beautiful as well. Says the Medrash, Holech el chachamim yechkam. If you have role models in your life, and if you have friends, and you have peers, and you have people who can support your decisions to stand up for good, to do the right thing, to push yourself, to continue to be inspired and to inspire others, it makes the job so much easier. It's natural. You walk into the store that sells perfume, naturally it's going to happen that you're going to have some kind of lasting impression, even temporary, after you walk out of there. And that is the recipe to a successful life, says the Medrash. Holech el chachamim yechkam, to surround ourselves. The world is a pretty tough place. The world is very confusing. The world will try its hardest to make us go off track and do things that we don't want to do. The world is a very enticing place in so many different ways. But to help ourselves be able to try to overcome and have the best possibility at a meaningful life that we can, a life of Torah mitzvos, which may not be the main focus of every other person that we interact with in our lives, and you're all going to go out to work someday, and there are going to be many people in your offices or in your hospitals or in your interactions that you have that are not going to share the values that you are going to live by. It's easier to do that when you have a support system of people who share the values that you share and who have the ability to strengthen you and to give you chizuk when sometimes you're going to need it. And I don't know what to say other than the fact that it has been a pleasure, really a pleasure and a privilege to learn with everybody. And we learned lots of different kinds of things this semester, and I hope it gave you an opportunity to see the depth and the breadth of what Jewish life can be all about and what it should be all about. And I think that as you continue to journey on your own, you're not always going to have people who can steer it for you. But to realize that the best way to be prepared for that is, number one, to have role models who you look up to, role models who you can connect with, role models who you really believe are people that share the values that you share. And more important than that, mechaveira yosem ikulam, right? To have a support system around you, to live or to situate yourself in an environment where you have people who are growth-oriented, who have a certain mindset, who have certain goals and visions for their lives, even if they don't articulate it, but people who you see are upstanding individuals who have the same kinds of aspirations as you have. And to be able to do that with a strength, because when you have a number of people, it's easier than doing things alone. And I can only wish that we have many opportunities to share together in the growth that all of you will develop and see in yourselves, and in the simchas that Amir Tashem you will all have. And I look forward to being able to be proud and to being able to be